kick around the idea of, you know, possibly getting a petition effort up across the state. Contact different airports and I don't know if there's other pilots groups in the state at different airports like ours, but that's one way. But that's just some ideas I've been kicking around.
For new folks, Bob Young, folks, what is driving this is we're trying to get rid of the state tax that you can get reimbursed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the state tax now?
23 cents.
23 cents.
Which they shouldn't be charging to begin with. That's the.
Yeah, what you're trying to do is just quit charging that, right?
Right. Instead of having to be charged and then fill out paperwork and then be reimbursed.
Right. Yeah.
The problem is because of the shoebox effect, the state gets to keep a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
People don't file it, so you know, there's no incentive whatsoever from the state to get rid of this because they're getting free money that they shouldn't be getting.
Right.
And the other issue is that surrounding states, their taxes, you know, 5 cents, 7 cents a gallon, something like that, they don't, for them, yes, they tax, which is, you know, the need to assess the tax is certainly much more reasonable than 23 cents a gallon. I'm afraid it's going to scare away business.
Part of the whole point of me bringing this whole thing up is, you know, trying to be more competitive here,
right,
you know, for fuel. You know, I filed my refunds. You know, it's a pain in the butt to do. You know, you have to get all your invoices and fill out a form, and it's a real nuisance to have to do. It's very annoying to have to do when you shouldn't have to be doing it to begin with.
Right, I agree with that.
But that was the crutch of the effort here, is to try to get the state to quit charging the 23 cents that we got to fill out the paperwork to get back.
Is nobody working on that at the state now, or is it any action on it at all?
Well, Dave Baker had mentioned at one time about possibly making it part of a legislative agenda or something. Do you recall that back last fall when we first brought it up? Tom, I think it may have been before you started attending the meetings.
He did talk about mentioning it to Bob Maxwell, who is, you know, represents us up, either Bob or Hal, I can't remember which one of the two.
It's a gasoline tax designed to go to road maintenance, and since Avgas doesn't go to maintain, you know, if you buy Avgas, you're not using it on a road.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we're supposed to be able to get it back. Right? And Jim, do you know how much of it is charged versus actually refunded? Do you have any ideas?
The official answer from DelDOT is they collect $215,000 a year in unrefunded Avgas.
The boat tax is under there too.
Yep.
Airplanes and boats together.
It's in the same category. But as far as Avgas, their official answer is 215,000, which, you know, like Garrett did the math last time, and that's, you know, millions of gallons of fuel of Avgas. That's not a reasonable number, but that's the best that we can get from them is that number.
I don't know if that tax is on jet fuel or not. I know it's on Avgas.
No.
Not on jet fuel. No. Okay. When I buy gas, I'm not buying 30, 40, 50 gallons.
That's right.
I'm buying 400, 500 gallons, you know, at a time. So it's a number.
But a lot of people flying between New York and Florida come right through this corridor.
Yep.
And Ocean City is usually about 50 cents. Less. And when you buy in quantities like Larry is, and it doesn't matter whether you work a year or a year, it doesn't matter. So they end up going to where it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make it a lot more competitive, which would help the economy of the airport, of the county, and of the state by having people coming in here, either buying food, breakfast, lunch, possible hotel.
The fuel. They bought the fuel here, they get flow rates. You can't even get into flow rates, which is what, 20 small cents a gallon?
It's 3 cents.
3 cents now.
What's Garrett paying for it?
I think it's
3 cents.
3 cents? Okay.
But, 8 cents on jet fuel.
But the most people, I'm sure when they're doing flight planning, most flight planning software now even, you know, does calculate fuel stops for you.